Dear brothers, greetings from the church in Chile. They are praying for me and for you in this moment as I ask them to pray because I have to preach to you today. Let us fast the confession of our hope without wavering. It's what the author of the book of Hebrews told us. And it's the same that Moses told to Israel in the wilderness. And we read it, and Pastor Bradley read it in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Moses repeat the Ten Commandments to this new generation of Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 5. They are a second generation, the first generation that goes out of Egypt. They die. Now are the children of that first generation that are ready to go in of the promised land. And they need to remember the law of the Lord. And they need to remember what the Lord has made with them. So in the chapter 8, we have two words that are very important. You must remember. And you and don't forget. Remember and not forget are very important in this chapter. So the call of the author of the Hebrews to let us hold fast the confession of our hope is the call that we need to hear now, because this is a need of the people of the Lord always. So before we go to the text, go to the Lord and ask His guidance for us this morning. Dear Lord in heaven, you promise to be with us this morning. You promised to talk with us through your word. We need to remember your word, because your word talk about you. Work in us, that your Holy Spirit work in us, and we understand your love for us, and we can live for you every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So in this chapter, we find three reasons to hold fast our confession of our hope. The first one that Moses gives to the Israelites is that they have to look to see what the Lord has made with them in the past. And they have to look for their future with hope. The time of Israel in the wilderness is like our life. We must see our lives as having a beginning and an end. We have a past and we have a future. The Lord wants that we see our past with gratefulness, and we see our future with hope. Read verse 7 and 8. For the Lord your God is bringing you onto a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranate, a land of olive oil and honey. So the Lord promised them, because he promised to their fathers before, that they are going to a very good land. A land that have everything that they need. They have seen their future with great hope. But in first place, Moses told to them, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. The Lord has authority. The fathers of this generation fall. They sin. And they will not come in this beautiful land. So Moses tells to this generation, you have to be different of them. You have to obey all the Lord's commandments. But just to command don't make the people obey. All who are fathers here know that. It's very, very difficult for us as fathers to make our children obey our words. And sometimes we say to them, do that, do that, do that. And they don't make it. Sometimes we add some promises to our commandment, and it's easier for them. And the Lord do that in this text. He made commandment. He say, obey. And he say, if you obey, you will have blessings in your life. Read in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 13 to 16. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct, because it's written, be holy, for I'm holy. So Peter is calling the people to be holy, to be sober. And he called these people under the covenant of grace, the call to be holy and the call to keep the Lord's commandment is not something of the Old Testament, just of the Old Testament. Be holy is a call and is a need for us too, today. In the covenant of grace, we need to be holy too, because of the Lord our God is holy, and He will never stop to be holy. This is a hard call for us, because by nature we are not holy. And sometimes it's very difficult to be holy. And sometimes we made some good things, and some people can think, okay, I obey, I finish my work of obey the Lord, but this call, this command has no end. We have to be holy forever. Peter is saying that we have to be holy until the Lord accomplishes His promise and He sends grace to us. Moses and the Lord promised them a good land for them, a land with milk and honey, with fruits, with all they need. But we must remember that this land is important for Israel, not just because of the milk and the honey and the food. This is the land where God Himself will live with them. We must remember that after the golden calf episode, the Lord was angry with His people. By the intercession of Moses, He don't destroy the people, but He say, it's okay, I will not kill you. You will go to the promised land, but I will not be there. And Moses and Israel say, no. If the Lord is not with us in that place, we don't want to be there. The promised land is important for them because the Lord will live there with them. The promised land is the land, or is the place of the communion with God. And that is why this land is so important. Because in that place, they will live together with God. So they must see the future. They see the promised land and find hope for them, hope for obey the commandments. But they must see the past too, and they might see the past with gratitude. Has been difficult time for them. 40 years in the wilderness, a lot of people dying, a lot of trials for them. But the Lord wants that they see their past with gratitude, because they can see in the past that the Lord has been good for them. See verse 3. So He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and feed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that the man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Sometimes Israel was thirsty. Sometimes they want food. And in this episode of the manna, the Lord made them hunger to show them, to teach them that is he, not them, that give the providence and give the food and give everything they need. So all the episode in the wilderness, all the trials, all the difficult moments were opportunities in which the Lord teach them, in which the Lord has been good for them. With the manna, he teach them there is something that is more important than the food that we have every day in our tables. Every day the Lord put food in our tables for us, but not just to feed our bodies. Every day he put food in our tables to make us remember that he is good to us and that our soul need him more than our body need our food. So the Lord proved them to show his goodness to them. Israel must remember that things not just happen, is that the Lord is make happening the things in their lives and in our lives. Providence came to us because the Lord wills, because the Lord sent us. So this promise that the Lord made to Israel is like the promise that he made to us. We too have a promised land. We too have a future that the Lord has promised to us. And this future and this promise is the same promise that he made to Israel. We will have communion with him. And we will have, we have to see our future with hope because we will have communion with him. We will go to a place, to a circumstance, where we will live together with God. We will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. We will worship him. There will be no more sin in us. We will worship him perfectly. No more sadness, no more sin, no more doubt. And we should not forget the mercies of the past in our lives. We must remember. We must remember the work of the Lord with us. Because when we see the future with hope, the past with gratitude, we are moved to obedience. See verse 6. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. So we must remember. We must remember the Lord. The second reason that Moses gives to keep the commandment and hold fast the confession of our hope is there is danger in forget the Lord. See verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandment, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. We should not forget the Lord. It's almost the same, but in negative form. So, remember and don't forget. Forget the Lord is more than just an intellectual thing. I'm here in United States for some days. When I'm in Chile, I am with my wife and my kids all day. It's impossible to forget my boy, Marcelo, because he's hyperactive, so he's always there. But here I'm far, and sometimes they are not in my head all time. But it's not just that Moses is teaching Israel. Forget the Lord is not to keep his commandments. So it's not an intellectual thing, but a moral thing. To sin is the same that forget the Lord. So every time we sin, we forget the Lord. I say, it's impossible sometimes to forget my son because he is always there. I can hear him. I can see him. I hear my wife screaming, Marcelo, please stop. But the Lord is more present than my son. He's always there. His eyes are always upon us. His face is always upon us. But a lot of times we forget him. I am a person who has not a very good memory. Especially when my wife asks me some things. So I know that, and I make in my cell phone a list of everything that she asked me to buy or something like that. So I go to the market, I take my phone, sometimes with shame, and I go to the market and buy everything. I make a plan. If there is two places where I have to go, so I'm even marking everything that I have to buy. To sin, you don't have to make a list of things you want to do. To forget the Lord, you don't have to think, now I want to sin. Now I want to disobey the Lord. Because to sin is very natural for us. You don't need to make plans. You just need to forget that the Lord is there. When we forget the Lord, His work, His mercies, His promises, we will sin. So basically, when we sin and when we forget the Lord, we are showing our ingratitude to Him. To Him, to His work. In verse 17, he says, "Then you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth.'" We must be careful, because a lot of times we can think that what we have, what we are, is because of us. My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. They are going to a very good land. If we read Joshua, we will see that they came to that place with battles, with wars. And for them, it could be possible to think was our own merit, our power that we are here. We are better and more powerful than all the other nations who lived here before. And we deserve this beautiful and wonderland. If they do that, they are forgetting the Lord. So forget the Lord is not loving Him with all our heart. Forget the Lord is love for us more than for Him. Forget the Lord is to sin against Him. And there is a third reason to hold fast the confession of our hope. See verse 19 and 20. "Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish, as the nation which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God." Sometimes we add promises to our command to our children, and sometimes we just say to them, "If you don't do that, you will know my hand." So they are promises and menaces, judgment, announces for who disobey. This generation of Israelites should remember too that they remember the judgment of the Lord for their parents, even for Aaron and Moses. They should remember that the Lord is merciful, but He has wrath too. They must remember that the Lord killed thousands of people in the wilderness. because every time they forget the Lord, they will worship another god. Man was created to worship. We all who are here, but the people who is now in their homes, everyone worship someone. If you forget to worship the Lord, Jehovah, you will we worship another Lord or another gods. If you by any means forget the Lord, your God, and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day. We must be careful to hold fast all confession, all hope, without wavering, because if we forget to obey and to worship the Lord, we will be worshiping another Lord. There is no way to escape of that reality. And if we read the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, we will see that these promises were not a joke. He did what he said that he will do. He punished his own people because they worship another god. To remember the Lord is to be obedient to the voice of the Lord or God. To remember the Lord, obey the Lord, is obey the word of the Lord. So forget the Lord has consequences for us. The wages of sin is death. Is dead for the people in the wilderness. Is dead for the people in Jerusalem. And is dead for us too. Because the Lord is the same. His promises and his judgment are the same. So brothers and sisters, have you been faithful to the Lord? Have you obeyed every commandment of the Lord? Or did you forget the Lord? Are we completely grateful for what the Lord has made with us in our past? Or we have some complaints? Do we remember the Lord with all our heart? Do we see our future with hope? Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 say, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily snares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers, lay aside the sin, remembering the Lord. Our life is a race. When I was younger, I was more slim. In the past I can run so much fast that today I have to lose some weight to run fast again. And the Lord is saying something like that here. But not weight. It's sin that you have to lose in your lives. And you must remember the Lord. He is in the end of the race. Looking unto Jesus. The wages of the sin is death. But Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, endured the cross for us. We forget the Lord. We don't have to do that. You need to obey the commandments of the Lord. You need to be holy. This is what the Lord wants for every one of us. But we can't do it. And we have not done it. And we deserve the death. But Jesus Christ endured the cross for us. And now we have another reason to hold fast the confession of our hope, is that Jesus Christ died for our sins. The promises of the Lord of communion with us are sure. If we believe, we will enter the promised land because the Lord Jesus Christ keep the commandment for us to give us eternal life. He died in the cross, but he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is our King. He's taking care of us. He sent his Holy Spirit. He intercede for us every day. So in his hand we are sure. But we must never forget the Lord. For gratitude of what Jesus Christ did for us. Let's pray. Oh Lord, you are holy. We are not. And that is a very big problem for us. Because you can't be together with sinners. Oh Lord, we confess our sins to you. They are big. They are deep in our hearts. We forget you too much. Please help us to remember. To remember your word. To remember your works. To remember your promises. To remember who is our Lord, the creator of everything, the righteous, the wise, the holy God. Dear Lord, help us to be holy. We want to be more holy. Thank you for your promise to work in us, to make us like Jesus Christ. Thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit. And work in us, in our hearts. Help us to look to Jesus. To look at the cross. To look at him in his throne, interceding for us. And this help us to follow your word, to keep your commandments. We ask and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.